Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, you talked about your Christmas experience this year. Holiday experience is going to be you're flying solo.
I am solo.
Right. And there's going to be lots of people in that situation. And even if they're not solo, they're not going to be able, we can't get together and with family the way that we might have in past years.
Yeah, so there's two different types. There are families who are going to be around each other but can't have the traditional Christmas they maybe have experienced before.
Yep.
But there are going to be a lot of Canadians who are going to be alone in their own homes during the holiday season.
Yep.
And so how do we deal with that? And I think I'd like to kind of understand, because I break down people in two different groups, introverts and extroverts.
Right.
And they handle things differently from my understanding, but I'm not in this
we're going to find out.
To find out exactly how they do it, and I want to learn some tips for myself during the holiday season. So,
well, because we're all going to be in this together, right? So introverts and extroverts,
correct,
for sure.
Correct.
And Dr. Brent McDonald's going to join us today to help us understand that. He's a lead psychologist, McDonald Psychology Group, adjunct associate professor at U of C, and also a sessional instructor at MRU. So I think he's going to have some good insight here. Brent, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
Well, we're going to appreciate what you have to say and what you hear. So what should we anticipate here, given sort of that lead up and the different kinds of people and the probably very different situation we're going to face this holiday season?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a holiday like no other, obviously, right? We've not experienced anything quite like this in our lifetimes. And, you know, with the recent public health orders that have come out of the province, we are looking at a situation in which families who would usually be together, and you know that's something people really anticipate and look forward to at this time of year, that's not going to be happening, and it shouldn't be happening, quite frankly. So, I mean, if we want to get out of this, we need to kind of follow the rules, if you will. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it emotionally easier, though, because, you know, we do look forward to this. We look forward to spending time with our family and our extended family, our grandkids and, you know, aunts and uncles and cousins and the whole thing, right? And this year, it's just whoever's in your house, well, there they are, right? It's the same people we've been seeing since March. So the frustration a little bit is we are, and I heard you talking a bit about introverts and extroverts. That's kind of a scale, right? There are some people who are more introverted, some people who are less introverted, some are somewhere in between, and some people, it depends on the situation. And what those scales talk about is where we draw our energy from. Yeah. And if you're an introvert, you draw energy from being on your own. If you're an extrovert, you tend to draw energy from being around other people. And if we're in a situation where you can't be around other people, that's going to hurt. That's going to hit the extroverts pretty hard.
Yeah.
And if you're an introvert, you know, some of this has been paying off for you and you've been feeling recharged. But everyone needs other people, regardless if you're an introvert or an extrovert. We really do need each other.
Okay, so let's talk about the extroverts here, because I happen to know one whose personal circumstances are going to...
anyone we both know? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Who shall go unnamed for the time being. But if you're an extrovert and you're in that situation, I would imagine that's the hardest scenario. What can a person do to try to keep engaged and get that connection that they need to charge their batteries?
Well, there's a few different things that are you know... pretty time tested. First of all, I mean, if there was ever a time to have a pandemic, now is the time, because we have the technology that we can connect, you know, using video chats and those kinds of things, Zoom and FaceTime and those sorts of things. So make use of that. You know, social media gets demonized quite a bit, and sometimes unfairly so, sometimes rightfully so. But, you know, there is a way of keeping connected through social media, through, you know, Skyping, FaceTiming, Zooming, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing saying you can't still go out for a walk and socialize with people, provided you follow the guidelines, like maintain your distance and wear your mask, right?
Right.
So you can still, you know, have your, you know, social get-togethers with, say, one other person, provided you're following the restrictions that are in place.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're not feeling quite as isolated. The other thing is just over the holidays too. I know with some listeners who might be older, there's the you know, missing the grandkids thing, right? So you know, this is when we take some of the limits that we usually have on ourselves around the holidays. Like, oh, I don't want to spoil the kids. You know what? This year, spoil them. it'll for the extroverts and the introverts, but particularly for the extroverts, just knowing that you've made a difference for someone else feeds that energy need.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's going to be a number of people, my mom included in this, that will be in long-term care facilities, and that's going to be particularly challenging, I think. I don't know if you've got any special sort of thoughts around around what we should be doing to support them through this period.
You know, it's hard with parents, grandparents in long-term care, because we have the anxiety of, you know, because we know the rates of spread there are traditionally quite a bit higher. So we have concerns about their health and their safety. We have concerns about their staff and the health and safety of their staff. Mm-hmm. And we feel remote from them, and they feel remote from us. So again, using the video links where possible can be really helpful. Even, and this is something we don't think of very often, is even writing a letter, not, you know, email, writing a letter, a physical letter, like using, you know, pen and paper, is a very, it's almost, it draws on our sense of nostalgia a little bit too, and makes us feel warm and connected to someone else that is physically distant from us, in a way that even video can't do. So that's something else you could do. And I've seen on social media a few folks who've been, you know, posting about residents in their parents, say, long-term care, who may not have family in the community or may not be getting visitors. Just saying their names, and, you know, these people would love to have letters. I think that's brilliant. It's a great idea. So they're getting letters from strangers just saying, hey, checking in, seeing how you're doing, hope you have a good holiday. You know, here's a story about my family, right? I think that's a great idea. It's a great initiative.
Yeah, that's a cool
idea. That is a great idea.
Yeah. Okay, so let's, Brent, I'm trying to get a sense, and I don't know, you know I'm going to ask the question right, but as people go through this period, and, you know, there'll be different emotions that they experience. For instance, I was telling Faisal last week, and I'm more of a homebody than Faisal for sure, but I even felt the need, like, I just had to get out of my house, physically get out of my house. What are some of the telltale signs that people should be listening to in their gut about, okay, I need to do something, I need to change it up, or I'm going down a path I shouldn't be going down?
The first thing I look for and recommend to my clients to look for is irritability. If the small things start to feel like big things, there's a couple of factors there. One is you're probably not getting enough rest. Second is that you do need that physical break, and a physical break is great if you can do it. I know a lot of people live in situations where there's not much room. They can't separate themselves from, you know, whoever they're living with. You know, I know what I recommend to families in those situations or to clients in those situations is even just, you know, putting on a set of headphones and listening to some music or a podcast. You know, just you create your own bubble, right, when you do that. Going for a drive, those kinds of things are really relatively easy to do and really restorative too, because, you know, be you an introvert or an extrovert, I tend to be more of an extrovert myself. I love going for a drive, just on my own, listening to music. It's a great way for me to recharge, come back, and feel more connected to the people I'm with, as opposed to irritated with the people I'm with.
Yeah. So I don't know how to get I mean, Faisal's irritable all the time, so I can't use that as a guideline.
So irritating. You can write me a letter. How's that, Dave?
Yeah, write him a letter. Let him know that, use an I statement. Say, it bothers me when you are so irritable. And,
it's just part of his wonderful personality. I come to love
it. I get text messages like that from him all the time. Just want to let you know you're still irritating me, Faisal.
So are we doing couples therapy here now? Is that what you're on with this?
Pretty much. Business partner therapy.
Yeah,
here we are.
I turned into that. Listen, Brent, thank you very much. I know this is going to be a difficult time for a lot of people. I hope this helped. I appreciate you sharing some of those thoughts. I've written down a couple of things that I want to ask you, particularly with my mom. I think that'll be wonderful. Thank you for your time today.
If I can just put in one really quick plug, the Psychological Association of Alberta, we have a number of volunteers who are providing free counseling services for the community. So if people want to check that out, just Google Psychologist Association Alberta, and they can hook you up.
Great. Thank you for adding that. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, folks.
We've been joined by Dr. Brent McDonald, lead psychologist at McDonald Psychology Group. He's also an adjunct associate professor at U of C and a sessional instructor at MRU. Listen, there's a whole psychology about transitioning and living in retirement, right? That change is also an important change psychologically, physically, mentally, and financially. And we've got to talk about that.
We're going to talk about how to bulletproof that retirement on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m., live online. So you need to go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Can the government take your money to pay its debts? Let's find out after the break. You're on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.